One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our weekly newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, Shellpoint Television, Channel 13, programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and more. If you do email and would like to receive eConnections, contact the church office. And if you'd like to receive a paper copy of the eConnections, call us and we'll make sure you receive it. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series. But it always has an encouraging biblical theme. We're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them. And now here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. This is the eConnections message for Thursday, February 27. It's entitled, The Anticipation Transformation. 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, until he comes. The transformation was in overdrive. We were transforming our guest bedrooms. Jean's mother, Jane, had lived with us for about 18 months before she went to Shellpoint. We had done a previous transformation when she had arrived from a visiting mother's guest room to a resident mother's room who was wheelchair-bound with an adjustable bed and handicapped accessibility to the bathroom. But now the transformation was from Jane's Hawkins assisted living facility to a room for one or two or three grade school age children. Now, we didn't know when the kids would arrive, but we knew they would at some point descend on our little piece of paradise and dominate our environment. And we knew what we had to do to prepare. The bed had to go, so we ordered a bunk and a carpet and hung a new 32-inch smart TV, because, of course, our grandkids are smart kids. And we moved some furniture around. Of course, the bunk came in pieces. It was worse than IKEA. It took a whole day to put it together, and a dear neighbor was required to help me do it. We worked like crazy to transform the room, even though we didn't know when the horde would descend. But we were willing to invest our time, sweat, and yes, some money, in anticipation of the blessed event when they would arrive. Perhaps you can relate. Haven't we all gone through transformations of one sort or another in anticipation of a longed-for event? Certainly the church is like that. Believers in Jesus have always anticipated a glorious event. It is the second coming of Jesus Christ, the grand event for which we expectantly wait, our blessed hope, the appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, as Paul says in Titus chapter 2, verse 13. But the anticipation of that glorious event requires a transformation. We have to prepare the room in our hearts for His coming. We explored part of that transformation last week during Global Impact Week. The coming of the Lord will take place as the Great Commission is fulfilled. This week, we explore another dimension of that transformation as we anticipate His coming, abiding in Him and growing in righteousness. And we do it as we share in the Lord's Supper. Remember how Paul describes the Lord's Supper. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. So, until He comes, let us pursue the transformation. Our blessed hope awaits. Thanks for listening. See you Sunday. I'm Pastor Andy.